Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Wilmington Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Anne Ravel Petcher, your host of Wilmington Business Radio, and welcome to our January 16th show. We're excited today to talk about real estate. One of Wilmington's favorite things to do, especially on Saturdays and Sundays, is to go through everybody's houses and walk around. And we have the leading real estate company in Wilmington with us here today. I'm excited to introduce David Benford, VP and Director of Operations. Hey, David.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. And Brian Moxie as VP and business Development, I assume.
That's correct, Anne. Thanks.
Hey, Brian. Glad you're here.
Well, glad to be here. Real excited.
So, first of all, I want to make sure that we pronounce this right. This is Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage. Explain to me a little bit about Coldwell Banker and Coldwell Banker in the region, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, Coldwell Banker Seacoast Realty began back in the early, I guess it was 1990, 91, something like that. I actually was part of that company back then and was with that company for 2 or 3 years before I went out on my own. But the company prospered very well without me, obviously, and grew and grew. And a couple years ago, Brian, I guess, is when we merged with Coldwell Banker Advantage from Raleigh and Fayetteville. So that's why we became Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage. So our company has, I guess, sister companies in Raleigh and Fayetteville, which makes us by far the largest Coldwell Banker in this state, in fact, in this part of the country.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. It's always nice to see you guys at the top of the lists in the book of lists every year. So tell us a little bit about the market right now. What's the housing market like in Wilmington and the beaches? How far do you go up and down the beaches? And sort of what's your stretch here? And what's the market looking like?
You know, we cover a wide range in southeastern North Carolina. As David said, we have offices in Raleigh, Fayetteville, but in the Wilmington market, we cover from Ocean Isle Beach on the south side down into Myrtle Beach and then on the north side up to Jacksonville. So we have a lot of coverage, 11 offices in that range. Last year, the market was great. We were up about 15%. Sales were really good.
When you say up 15%, do you mean in volume or do you mean in prices? Or
In volume, in volume. Not in prices yet.
We're not there yet.
But that's coming. You know, it's dynamically become more of a seller's market. It's a great time to list your house. Inventory supplies every month for probably the last 20 months. We have had more sales and more contracts than we have had new listings. So we have been whittling down that inventory slowly but surely.
So you're whittling down the inventory. So you're looking for people to get listing if they're thinking about selling. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a great time to list. It's a really interesting time now because it's a great time to list. It's a great time to buy. So on one side, on the buyer side, we have still good inventory, still good selection. We have great interest rates. Yet on the seller side, if you price a house correctly now, it's going to move.
Why is that? Why? What is it about right now? What's going on in either the economy or in the region that's really affecting?
Well, as most everyone knows, we had a 5-year slump when it was a great buyer's market if you could get a loan. And so we're just 2 years out of that. The last 2 years have been very good for the real estate market, but the economy has yet to catch up, and therefore interest rates have been kept historically low. And there was a large inventory of homes to be sold to catch up. So that kept it very much a buyer's market. And there was a lot of pent-up demand in the last 2 years, which has been somewhat expended. We do expect to see some leveling off this next year. The economy is still a question with everybody.
Sure.
Jobs are still a big problem in this economy. And interest rates did try to tick up a little bit at the end of last year, but they have remained sluggish, and so it still seems to be a good opportunity for buyers. And yet, as Brian mentioned, because of somewhat of lack of inventory, it's a good time for a seller to get their house on the market as well.
Sure. Seems like a lot of people are still moving into Wilmington. You guys are probably a really good barometer of how many people we have coming into Wilmington. Is that still a high number?
It's still good. I was looking at some numbers before I came down here, and housing units sales for December increased the most in the South. It was 10.6%.
Wow.
The strongest showing elsewhere in the country was the Northeast at 7.8%. Well, if the market is strong in the Northeast, then it's going to be strong in the South because they're still moving down here from the Northeast.
Interesting. When you guys must be major handholders, your agents especially must really, people decide, okay, I want to move to Wilmington. If they're anything like us, they make a list. In fact, everyone that I've talked to that's moved to Wilmington from another big city made a list, and Wilmington had all those great little check marks. And yet you come here and Wilmington has a lot of different kinds of neighborhoods. And if you're looking for a home in Wilmington, you have such a broad range of opportunities from, you know, in Leland, and you add in all the beaches. How do your agents work with people who are maybe snowbirds or coming from a different part of the country?
Well, you know, it's funny because you and I had that conversation just earlier before we came on about you being a downtown person, me being a beach person.
Right.
And that's the cool thing about Wilmington. You can be a downtown person and get to the beach real quick. You
mm-hmm.
can be a beach person, get downtown real quick. The suburbs are out here. Agents, you know, because of our geographic coverage, we have agents who are experts in all the different areas. And agents generally cover a pretty good area, but it's certainly a different market in Jacksonville than it is in Ocean Isle Beach. And one of the real benefits to have in so many offices in the area is that the agents can learn from the agents in that market. They can hand it over, refer a client to another office where they can be better served when that market's different. So it's really common for people to start out in Ocean Isle Beach, go up at Carolina Beach, look at Wrightsville Beach, look at Topsail Beach, and then figure out where they want to go.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of beaches.
A lot of beaches
to look at. Few downtowns.
There's few downtowns, but there's a lot of beaches. It's one of the wonderful blessings here. You know, a confused buyer it doesn't always buy right away, but that's a wonderful confusion to have is which beach you like better, Ocean Isle Beach, Sunset Beach, Topsail Beach, or Wrightsville Beach.
Now, we ended up taking that huge loss we had in Atlanta during that night. You know, what did we decide to sell in 2008, I think, 2009? No, right at the worst time in the market. And we decided to just rent here for a while till we figured out, is it downtown? Is it a beach? Do you also work in the rental side of the market, or do you work primary? How do you work with people who are just not sure what to do?
Yeah, we have a sister company that is also a rental company, and it covers all the areas that we cover for sales. And you're absolutely right. A lot of people who, for several reasons, just moving to town or to the area and not sure exactly what they're looking for, will rent for a while. And there's a lot of people who are in transition because of this economy that are also renting. It's been the rental market has been very strong over the last few years. Continues to be strong, but people are looking to purchase now if they can, because there is a fear that interest rates will rise, if not in the short term, certainly in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. To get to the top of the list year after year, it can't be just about the number of agents that sign up with you. You guys must be doing something really right and really different and breakthrough. I'm seeing a lot of different new technologies applied when people are looking for houses. But how is technology impacting real estate?
Well, every day it impacts it in a new way. And, you know, we're constantly getting bombarded with, should we do this? Should we do that? And right now, over the past year and a half, our focus has been on, let's get our core infrastructure wired tight, seamless. Let's give the agents the tools they need, teach them how to use those tools, whether it be introduction of video into their marketing campaigns, whether it be the ability to communicate wirelessly with their consumers or having signing documents electronically or whatever may be. But we just got to put those tools in front of them, teach them how to use that, because in effect, the agents need to show the consumers that they are really strong on their technology skills now.
I wonder if the consumer, if the buyer tends to be more technologically savvy. I would guess that's across the board, isn't it? Some people probably come to you and say, of course I'll sign electronic documents. And others may say, I'm not sure.
It is certainly becoming more of the norm.
Is it?
It is. It's amazing what has transpired in the real estate industry in the last 20 years. I remember when our contracts were one page.
Oh, wow.
Took one signature.
Oh, wow.
And
Didn't need as many lawyers in those days,
no,
I guess.
And of course, now we're 10, 11 pages for it, just for the contract itself, in addition to all the other forms you have to sign. So it's nice to be able to do that electronically and do it quickly and to pass these documents around without having to get in your car and use up $20 worth of gas. So technology is certainly a huge tool in the real estate industry, and it's becoming more and more accepted by our consumers of all ages.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you're finding most of your customers these days?
The statistics are that about 90% of your buyers will begin their search on the internet. And then there's another statistic that says something over 60% will actually go and visit an open house before they contact a realtor. So it's very important to have a very strong internet presence and to be out there in the public on Saturdays and Sundays while people are driving around looking at homes. And we promote those both of those things very heavily.
How else are you using technology?
Well, agents use technology in a wide variety of ways. And, of course, social media has been come to the forefront. And we work really hard both as a company and teaching the agents how to have a cohesive social media strategy, how to integrate all the different platforms and the best use of time, because clearly that can be your worst use of time or your best use of time, depending on how you do it. So that the social media part has just grown rapidly, too, in the last few years, and just not Facebook anymore, but having a true social media strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we've worked very hard on and are real pleased with the results from.
I think we see that when we look at the things that your agents are doing. We see a lot of that. But we also see a lot of hand-holding. So that's a big change. That's not – agents these days are not the same as agents as they were 20 years ago. They've had to change a lot.
For the most part, absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of very successful agents that still have a typewriter on their desk.
Oh, no. Come on.
I say a lot.
They're probably worth a lot of money, that typewriter.
But, yes, absolutely. Technology is extremely important in every business and absolutely in real estate as well.
Great. What other things are impacting your business today? What kinds of things that are going on in maybe the healthcare reform or?
Well, certainly healthcare reform is affecting the entire economy because of the uncertainty involved in it. And it affects, I think it very much affected the end of last year's results in home sales. But the market has a way of looking at things a little long term after a while, and I think we're getting back. But December was actually down across the country and certainly in our market from years previous and from November. And I think a lot of that had to do with the rollout of Obamacare and the troubles they were having. But there's a lot of other things that impact a real estate market, and certainly in our area, just the desirability of our area impacts it. But what I think is that in addition to technology that helps our company and the success we have is our reputation. And and that is the thing that Tim Milam, who is the owner of our company, has built from day one, and his involvement in the community. He's been twice chairman, in fact, 2 years in a row of United Way. He's been philanthropist of the year. There are dozens and dozens of charities that our company and Tim gives to every year. Our agents are real proud to be associated with this company, and it shows in their everyday work ethics and just their dealings with the public. We're very fortunate to enjoy that type of reputation. For the most part, when an individual buys a home, it's their largest single investment of their life,
right?
And they want to trust who they're dealing with.
And they're very invested in the community in which they buy,
because
that is their life. Actually, I was across the street at our neighbor's house today over lunch and ran over to give her something. And I realized when I was over there, I don't go there that often, that they certainly see us coming and going, and they know when we're in town and when we're out of town more than I think about, you know. And you really do invest so much in your local community. You and your agents must have such an amazing relationship ultimately with the people that buy homes with you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's quite common for agents to become personal friends with the people they've helped out. It's a great business, because you do help someone find a house, and you know, sometimes we think about it as a house, but for that person, it's a home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, as David said, it's such an important financial decision, yet it's so personal at the same time. Uh-huh. that when an agent guides them through the emotional ups and downs, the financial ups and downs of the process, that they form a bond. And that's why we've been lucky that agents, you know, really thrive on getting repeat business and referrals from their customers that they work with.
Right. It must come as a difficult thing to talk about the hard things for the agents. And I keep putting you guys in the shoes of agents, and I'm sorry if that's an uncomfortable position to be in.
That's who we work for.
Yeah. but when they have to do things like deal with insurance, the insurance issue, I think, is a big issue for our region right now, isn't it, with flood insurance?
It definitely is. And again, it's uncertainty. I mean, just like any other business, when you know what it's going to be, you try to deal with it.
Right.
But when you're uncertain, it's difficult to make good decisions. The flood insurance issue is one that I think the coastal communities are unfairly treated by Washington with, because you know, floods don't just happen along the coastline of North Carolina. They happen all over the country, and yet you know, we get 80% of the premiums for 20% of the payouts. However, that particular concern has just been delayed by Congress again. So, you know, there's a reprieve, but for how long?
Mm-hmm.
And that uncertainty, again, makes it difficult for consumers, I believe.
It sounds like in some ways you'd rather just to make a decision. Just decide.
Well, we don't want the decision to be what they're thinking about right now.
Decide on lower interest, on lower insurance rates. That's what we would want them to decide on.
Okay, so the message loud and clear is lower insurance rates, right?
Yeah,
flood
loud
insurance
and clear.
Rates.
Yeah, it hurts our area. It hurts all the coastal communities, not just here in North Carolina, but everywhere else. And we don't feel it's fair, as Dave said. It's you know, and then to rate the insurance policies on whether it's a primary residence or a secondary residence, it's still a house that has the same value whether it's your primary residence or your secondary residence.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we would certainly want to get back into a more reasonable price arrangement with the federal flood insurance.
Yeah. You guys must also be, as well as all the national things that are going on there, in fact, you must be very involved in communities and chambers of commerce and those kinds of things. I would assume things like decisions made about what happens at Wrightsville Beach, for example. Those kinds of things affect real estate pricing as well, do they not?
They do, and we're members of all these organizations and involved in lots of them to different degrees. One organization that I'm particularly want to support heavily is the Wilmington Business Development Group. I mean, they're out there recruiting industry 365 days a year, and their success will determine quite a bit about what happens to our real estate market. They have a lot of challenges to go out there and recruit industry. There's a lot of competition from neighboring states and neighboring cities, for that matter. But their success is important to us, especially if they can bring in high-paying jobs to this area.
Absolutely. What kind of things are on the minds of the people that you're working with every day that we haven't talked about here today? What kinds of things are weighing on people as they look for the right house, or they think about bringing their business here and they worry about getting enough housing inventory for workers?
Well, I think people looking for a house in the market now are really happy. It's interesting because there's so many people who we've had this pent-up demand, as Dave mentioned earlier. Over the last 5 years, guess what? Everybody got 5 years older. I know it happened to me, unbeknownst to me, but it happened to me too. Yes, it did. It happened to me. Everybody else out there, I believe, is feeling that way. So there's this real optimism on one side of the fence of like, I'm finally going to pull the trigger now. I'm 5 years older. I wanted to do it 5 years ago or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready to do it. And those buyers see, and there's still lots of good stuff to choose from. And obviously we've talked about lots of great areas to choose from. We could sit here and debate all day long what areas are our favorite area of the greater Wilmington area. So on one side, there's all this optimism and this real great feeling of moving forward. And as we've talked about, there's still some uncertainty on a couple of different issues.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling optimistic. I want a house. Find me a house, would you guys?
That we can do.
Anything, David, that I've missed out on that our audience wants to hear about in terms of your firm?
Well, no, I was just going to answer that last question from the perspective of the people that I serve, which isn't really the buyer or the seller. It's the agents that work for us, the 385 agents that work in our 10, 11 offices. And what they're dealing with every day is taking their children to school, picking them up from school, household duties.
Sure.
Holding open houses on the weekend, learning technology, staying abreast of the industry and of the market. These people that are out there working for us every day that are paying Brian's and my salaries are working very hard and dealing and have a lot of balls in the air usually. A lot of them are working mothers. A lot of them are single mothers. Of course, we have a few men that work in this industry as well, but they work very hard, and we appreciate their work, and we do the best we can to support them.
What makes for an agent that is perfectly fitted to work with you all?
Certainly ethics. I mean, that's the first thing we look for, professionalism and ethics. We want them to be hungry. We want them to want to make money, but we want them to do it in such a way that when they compete with their fellow brokers, everyone is pleased with the transaction when it's over.
Great. Well, I've had a blast here today. If there's anything else you guys think you want to say, Mike's yours.
It's been lots of fun. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you guys for being here. And from Coldwell Banker, Seacoast Advantage, Brian Moxley, David Benford, and I'm Ann Ravel-Petcher signing off with Wilmington Business Radio. Till next time.